Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Wow, I just had the most fascinating conversation with a public relations consultant who specializes in serving the media and television industry. And honestly, I never would have met this guy under normal circumstances. And this is what just really makes me super excited about the work that I do every single day is I get to talk to the most interesting people in the world. Here's a guy that I just found on LinkedIn through my LinkedIn outreach process. And by the way, if you're not doing LinkedIn outreach, you're leaving money on the table. It works like magic. Found the guy on LinkedIn. We got to talking. And here's a guy who's got 30, 40 years of experience in public relations in the media industry. He's actually represented people like Roger Ailes. He's worked for and with pretty much every major television network you can think of. And he's got the best stories to tell. I mean, we talked about Harvey Weinstein. We talked about Rose McGowan. I mean, think about every high profile celebrity scandal that's come out in the last, 20, 30, 40 years. He was probably in the middle of it, probably worked on the release, or at the very least has a very strong opinion about it and the inside scoop. So, I mean, he had all kinds of stories to share and I was just eating it up. It was fascinating. But what I wanted to share with you today was, look, I get a lot out of these conversations. Whether or not he becomes a client is a separate matter altogether. But I genuinely enjoy the conversations because I get to meet new people. I get to hear interesting stories and it broadens my horizons. So for me, prospecting doesn't feel like a chore. Like I genuinely enjoy it. And I think the more that you can develop that kind of skill and develop an appreciation for the art and the science of having these conversations, then the more that you'll enjoy it too. And that's a really critical thing because if you dread picking up the phone, if you dread talking to prospects, if you approach it like it's a sales call, then you know what? You're not going to do very many of them. And the ones that you do, you're not going to be effective at because you're not looking forward to it. You're dreading it. You're afraid. And that's not going to result in anything good for you or for the prospect. But if you genuinely enjoy the conversation and you come from a place of curiosity and of interest, then you're going to get a lot more out of the conversation for yourself and for your prospect. And I think the key here really does come down to asking good questions. We talked for an hour, myself and this gentleman, and I probably talked for a grand total of 5 minutes out of the hour. I mean, that is no exaggeration, maybe five, maybe 10 minutes, but it was mostly him telling stories, me asking questions and trying to navigate the conversation in a particular direction. So it wasn't just, an open-ended conversation where he was just kind of going off and I was listening and entertaining his stories. I mean, there was a lot of that, to be honest, but at the same time, I was trying to channel the conversation in a particular direction by asking good, smart, interesting questions. You know what conversations people love the most? When they're talking to somebody who's genuinely interested in what they have to say and asks smart questions. Just think about any conversation that you've had with somebody. When the other person is really engaged and you can tell they're paying attention because they wouldn't have been able to ask a smart question like that unless they were really, really dialed into the conversation. You love those conversations. But the conversations where somebody else is trying to talk over you or they keep interjecting or they're clearly asking, superficial questions that show that they're not really paying attention, those ones don't go very well. So get really good at asking questions. Enjoy the conversation. Get better at the art and the science of having these conversations so you'll get more out of them and your prospect will enjoy them more. And you know what? Here's what's at stake. This particular gentleman said to me at the end of the call, he said, nobody has come to me with good ideas like this in the last 10 years. To be honest with you, there was nothing brilliant about what I shared with him. They weren't really all that groundbreaking, but I listened to him, I heard him, and I took his experience, his stories and insights, and I channeled it in a direction that could get him to a particular outcome. And he really appreciated that. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I think just if you're afraid of having these conversations, if you don't like picking up the phone, you don't like making those calls, and it feels like you're spinning your wheels, you're probably doing it wrong. Take some of the pressure off. approach it as a conversation. It's not a sales call. It's not a prospecting call. It's a conversation between two human beings. Be curious, be interested, ask smart questions, and I think you'll be amazed at the results. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.